Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.com.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 821 of Ask Pat. Thank you so much for joining me today. As always, I'm here to help you by answering your online business questions 5 days a week. We have a great question today from Josh, but before we get to that, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is Vistaprint. You've probably heard of Vistaprint. They're awesome because they support small business owners like you. They offer a ton of custom products for home and office needs, from business cards to flyers and invitations, things like that. I've used them before myself. I use them for both business and personal related things. You know, it's simple to personalize your business cards if you're going to some conferences, which I'm going to a lot of them this year as well. And what's really cool is you can get this special offer right now. You can get 500 custom business cards for $9.99, which is a 50% savings over the regular price. So here's how you do it. Go to Vistaprint.com, design your custom business cards, your logo, whatever you want on there. You enter my code PAT at checkout. That's P-A-T to get 500 custom business cards at only $9.99. This is a chance to get that professional look on any budget, so don't wait. Go to Vistaprint.com and order today. All right, now here's today's question from Josh.
Hey, Pat. My question to you is, how do entrepreneurs start their journey online to making money when they have no followers, no email subscribers, no Facebook likes, no Twitter followers, basically starting from zero? How do you do it?
Hey, Josh, thanks so much for this amazing question. Short but sweet, but very powerful. You know, I would recommend starting with the process that I talk about in my book, Will It Fly, which is, you know, not about setting up anything. I think one of the biggest things that people do first when they're just starting out, which is a mistake, is to sort of create their website first, you know, things like that. They have an idea and they want to build something really quick so they can start collecting those subscribers and getting followers and getting traffic. But I think that's the wrong approach. You want to make sure that you are very honed in on the market or the niche or the type of person and the specific problems that you're going to be solving for those people. So my book, Will It Fly, goes through the process of helping you understand, you know, after the initial mindsets and the commitment to becoming an entrepreneur and knowing what your strengths are and those sorts of things, why you're doing this in the first place. Beyond that, then it's just finding interests that you have that you want to dive more into and help solve problems for. There's many different ways to come up with different ideas. So, you know, the idea search is really, really the beginning part. But then from there, it's the validation. So not just whether those ideas are things that you're excited about, but combining that with, well, is there an actual problem that you want to solve? Is there a group, a market out there? And so I go through a number of exercises in my book, Will It Fly? Also through the course Smart from Scratch, which just came out. The doors are closed for that, unfortunately, but you can get on the wait list, actually. It's going to reopen in June this year, and you can check that out at smartfromscratch.com. That takes you, again, through the same exact process, same process that's talked about in Will It Fly, but a little bit more hand-holding, a little bit more accountability and doing it on a schedule. So you can check that out. But really, when you're starting from zero, you go out there, you put yourself and get involved in that particular community and just talk to people and ask questions and find out what their needs are. Just from that alone, you're going to start to collect followers. You're going to start to gain relationships. You're going to start to understand who the top players are in the niche, what kind of products are being served to them already, what are their likes, what are their dislikes. That way you can sort of find your position. And once you find your position, that's really important. That's your unique selling proposition. What is it about what it is that you're going to offer that's different than what's out there? And that way you can start to begin to have conversations knowing that some people are going to want your solution. And then you can begin from there, whether you end up validating a product idea and actually getting paid for that idea up front, which is the process I take you through through my material, or you validate that that's something that people are interested in, and then you begin starting your email list like I teach you in 100emails.com, which will walk you through the process in 72 hours. This is a completely free sort of challenge, if you will. So in 72 hours, if you go to 100emails.com or 100emails.com, the number 100, it'll walk you through the process of actually how to, based on your interest in this thing that you're looking to help people with, collect email subscribers so you can start from scratch there. Or you build your website and your social profiles, and then you go out there and actually just start making connections and just start posting amazingly helpful, valuable content. And yes, in the beginning, you might have just a few subscribers. You might just have a few people visit your website, but that's where it starts. And then there are obviously some other techniques you can use to scale that process, like featuring other top players on your website or other people who are also growing their business in the same realm, featuring them on your website and sharing those links with them so that they'll share it as well. You can interview them. You can ask them questions. You can connect with them, all those sorts of things. I think that's the big thing as well, as you can tell from my answer here, is that the relationships that you have with people are going to be very important, not just your audience as well, or not just the market that you're getting into, so you can discover what those problems are, but also other people who are already serving that audience. They're not competition. They're potential partners. They're people who have paved the way that you can help add value to, who can then in return add value back to you in whatever it is that you're doing. So that's how you start, you know, and then the money comes from serving your audience and finding and better solutions for those problems that you're solving. You know, sponsorships come from when people start to flock to your website. You know, it's hard to get sponsors right away, and I wouldn't even worry about that. So don't worry about monetization. Don't worry about sponsors. Yes, put them in the back of your mind and know that that's something you have to do, or else it's just a hobby. It's not a business. But to start, just focus on the next one thing, which is discovering what problem it is you want to solve, and then building that thing that can do that, or at least start to establish your expertise in that realm, or begin to talk about it so that other people who really resonate with the way that you share that information or the way that you help them, they're going to continue to follow you and hopefully become that sort of raving fan that can then help spread your brand and your message for you even more. So, Josh, hopefully that helps and answers your question. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. I want to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, and you'll hear from my assistant in the next couple weeks so we can collect your information and send that to you. I also mentioned a couple links in this episode. So Will It Fly, my book, you can check that out at willitflybook.com. And also the more detailed course that walks you through the validation process of your ideas, so you make sure that you're not wasting your time and money on something that may not work out in the end based on the market research and whatnot. So that's at smartfromscratch.com. You can sign up for the waitlist there for the June launch. Thanks, guys. I really appreciate it. And as always, just hook me up with a review on iTunes if you have the opportunity, if you just happen to stumble upon iTunes in the next day or so. So thanks again. Here's a quote to finish off the day by Janis Joplin. And that quote is, "Don't compromise yourself. You're all you've got." Cheers, take care, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course,
the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.